Hello, today we are going to talk about climate change in the USA. Global climate is advancing and this change is a... Hello, today we are going to talk about climate change in the USA. Global climate is advancing and this change is apparent across a wide range of observations. The global warming of the past 50 years is primarily due to human activities. Global climate is projected to continue to change over the century and beyond. The magnitude of climate change beyond the next few decades depends on the amount of heat-trapping gases emitted globally and how sensitive the Earth's climate in those emissions. In brief, the effects of human-caused global warming are happening now, are irreversible on the timescale of people alive today, and will worsen in the decades to come. Here are some things that are happening or might happen if we don't do anything to stop it. Extreme weather. There have been changes in some types of extreme weather events over the last several decades. Heat waves have become more frequent and intense, especially in the West. Cold waves have become less frequent and intense across the nation. There have been regional trends in floods and droughts. Droughts in the Southwest and heat waves everywhere are projected to become more intense and cold waves less intense everywhere. Temperature. US average temperature has increased by 1.3 Fahrenheit to 1.9 Fahrenheit since record keeping began in 1895. Most of this increase has occurred since about 1970. The most recent decade was the nation's warmest on record. Temperatures in the United States are expected to continue to rise because human-induced warming is superimposed on a naturally varying climate. The temperature rise has not been and will not be uniform or smooth across the country or over time. Hurricanes. The intensity, frequency, and durations of North Atlantic hurricanes, as well as the frequency of the strongest Category 4 and 5 hurricanes, have all increased since the early 1980s. The relative contribution of human or natural causes to these increases are still uncertain. Hurricane-associated storm intensity and rainfall rates are projected to increase as the climate continues to warm. Severe storms. Winter storms have increased in frequency and intensity since the 1950s, and their tracks have shifted northward over the United States. Other trends in severe storms, including the intensity and frequency of tornadoes, hail, and damaging thunderstorms winds, are uncertain and are being studied intensively. Frost-free season. The length of the frost-free season and the corresponding growing season has been increasing nationally since the 1980s, with the largest increases occurring in the western United States, affecting ecosystem and agriculture. Across the United States, the growing season is projected to continue to lengthen. Ice melt. Rising temperatures are reducing ice volume and surface extent on land, lakes, and sea. This loss of ice is expected to continue. The Arctic Ocean is expected to become essentially ice-free in summer before mid-century. Sea level. Global sea level has risen about 8 inches since reliable record keeping began in 1880. It is projected to rise another 1 to 4 feet by 2100. Ocean acidification. The oceans are currently absorbing about a quarter of the carbon dioxide emitted to the atmosphere annually and are becoming more acidic as a result, leading to concerns about intensifying impact on marine ecosystems. Why climate change denial still exists in the USA? Despite overwhelming scientific evidence, some American politicians continue to deny that climate change exists, while others question the severity of its impact. But public opinion is shifting, and today even oil and gas companies publicly admit that climate change demands action. So why does climate change denialism continue to influence US politics? The USA is a hotbed of climate change denial when compared with other countries, when international polling finding a significant number of Americans do not believe human-driven climate change is occurring. Only Saudi Arabia and Indonesia had a higher proportion of people doubtful of man-made climate change. But despite these views, the great majority of US citizens do accept the science of climate change. With nearly 4 in 10 saying human activity was at least partly responsible, potentially with other factors, and a further third taking the stronger view that human activity is the dominant cause.
Now we're going to talk about Trump versus Biden on the environment. Here's where they stand. Voters in the United States far distinctly different choices for president in 2020, especially when it comes to candidates' positions on energy and environmental issues. President Donald G. Trump, the Republican nominee, has called climate change a hoax and has taken steps to remove the U.S. from the 2050 Paris Climate Agreement, in which 195 signatories set voluntary limits on greenhouse gas emissions. Former Vice President Joe Biden, a Democrat, considers climate change as an emergency and has promised to rejoin the Paris Agreement. He also plans to convince a global climate summit to persuade leaders to set more ambitious and enforceable targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Joe Biden's key priorities. The first one is to combat climate change by pushing the United States on a path toward net zero carbon emissions by 2050, with an intermediate goal of ridding the power sectors of carbon pollution by 2035. The second one is to invest $2 trillion over 4 years in green areas, including infrastructure, transportation, and other industries, housing and construction practice, natural conservation efforts on work and environmental justice. The third one is to create 1 million new jobs in the auto industry, boosting electric vehicles. And lastly, build 1.5 million sustainable homes. Donald Trump. His first one is to bolster the country's oil and gas industries and to supply and production of the emergency product. And lastly, continue rolling back democratic environmental regulations. Biden plans for the environment. The combat climate change, Biden's ambitious clean energy plan would have poured $2 trillion into a set of research and development goals to his first term, with his principal objective being to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Biden wants to modernize American infrastructure, invest in clean energy, and make climate-focused advances in both the auto and transportation industries to cut emissions and increase job opportunities. Notably, he says that his plan for the auto industry will create 1 million new jobs with the option to be part of the union. Furthermore, Biden pledges to rid power sectors to carbon pollution by 2035. He also calls for energy upgrades to 4 million buildings, weatherizing 2 million homes across the country and building 1.5 million sustainable homes and houses on it. Biden also specifically addresses environmental justice, pledging to allocate 40% of his clean energy plans investments toward minority and lower income communities who are often affected by climate change and pollution. The plan would create a division within the Justice Department that will regulate and penalize corporations for the environmental effects on communities. Biden would also seek to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. Trump's plans for the environment. Trump says his priorities are clean water and air, but he also sought to boost U.S. productions of oil and natural gas, objectives that often work against each other. Trump has supported legislation that removes garbage from oceans, allocated additional funding for national parks and public lands, and put $38 billion toward clean water infrastructure. The president has denied the scientific consensus on climate change, and his administration has worked to scrap mention of climate change from government website and reverse many of the climate policies, but the place during the Obama administration. Trump has attempted to push policies that back in the coal industries through the sector has continued to its long-term decline.
That was our project about climate change in the USA.
Thank you for listening.